I think a lot of those concerns are going to fall by the wayside in the adjuvant trial. The tumors are gone. They've been resected. By definition, these patients have no residual tumor in the chest. They ideally should not have pulmonary hemorrhage. There are some concerns about healing, and in fact, I think at least with the study design, it's a 6 to 12 week wait from surgery. Look at older trials, it's often 4 to 8 weeks. The same concern about brain mets does not operate here. This is resected early stage disease. The patients presumably won't have brain metastasis. On the other hand, if they've had significant thromboembolic phenomenon in the past, need anticoagulation, I don't believe they can go on this trial. But you look at the overall population, it's probably only about 10 to 15%. So I'm a bit less worried in this group looking at bevacizumab than I would be in the advanced disease population. But I am worried when we start looking at some of these other regimens. There is an ongoing European trial looking at GemCis with or without bevacizumab, finished accrual, allegedly no major toxicities, but we really have to see the data. I'm not aware of any pre-existing phase 2 work looking at bevacizumab with either docetaxel or vinorelbine and cisplatin. I imagine there are probably some ongoing studies, but certainly no published or presented data. So we've ditched the one arm that was been tested in ECOG 4599, paclitaxel and carboplatin, the one arm where we have the most safety data, which has shown a benefit, remember, in 4-centimeter or larger 1B, and we're strictly using cisplatinum regimen. So you can see I'm a little bit exercised about this. I think we've inadvertently eliminated about 50% of the patients we might have otherwise accrued to this study.